Hello, and welcome to Food, Booze, and Good Times, a podcast about Oklahoma City restaurants and bars, and also other things.
Yes.
My name is Zach.
My name is Julie.
And hello, welcome to the show. As I said in the intro, this podcast is about our favorite bars and restaurants in Oklahoma City, and also new places. Anytime we go to new places, we like to talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. Would you call it reviews? We really just like, we like to have a vibe of just like, we're just talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. We're not like, oh, it's 3 stars.
No, yeah, we don't stars. Do that.
You know what I'm saying? It's just more of just like a little chat about what's going on.
Yeah, and we only talk about places that we like.
Yeah, that's true. We try to keep it pretty positive.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, we got a pretty hot show. A lot of new spots, I feel like. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool stuff that's been opening recently, really in like the last month or so. And a couple of places that we haven't been able to get into until just recently as well that aren't like brand new, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. However, I do want to talk about how freaking hot it is.
It's so hot.
It's very hot. It was 110 degrees on Friday and the sun was going down a couple of days ago. It was 8:30 p.m. and it was still 103 degrees.
Oh, it's too hot.
So somebody sent us a suggestion. Actually, earlier today, through a message on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you should do a show just about patios.
Dean. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah, Dean. Just a show about the best patios, and I think we could dive into that just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's your favorite patio in Oklahoma City? There's a good amount to choose from, right? Yeah. Obviously, the first one that comes to mind for me is the Pump.
Yeah, the Pump has a great patio.
The Pump with a certain level of crowd.
Yeah, because it can really get nice. Crazy.
If it's too crowded, if it's too packed, it's a little bit inconvenient, you know?
Yeah. But
good level of crowd. And obviously, it can't be done. You don't want it to be too hot outside.
Right. But if you go at nighttime.
Yeah,
well, you're there after the sun is down.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Pump is a great patio.
Yeah, if you're there for brunch before it gets too hot.
Mm-hmm. And also the Jones.
Oh, has a great Jones patio. The Jones has a really nice patio.
The last time we were there, there's a ton of dogs.
There were.
Weren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Jones is great. And I also feel like, I don't know, the Jones to me just really screams summertime, even on the inside. Yes. It's like a place I want to go in the summertime.
Yeah.
Has it been open in the wintertime?
Yeah.
Did we go in wintertime?
It's been open for the patio?
Just the restaurant.
It's been open for a year.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. They just had their year. Oh, yeah. That's yesterday. Right. They just had their year celebration. That's right. Yeah. Well, what's another good patio around here?
I like Picasso's patio.
Yeah, it's small, right?
It's small, but I like sitting out there.
Yeah, it almost has like a European vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, like it makes me feel like I'm sitting on a city sidewalk somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. There. Yeah, Picasso's a good choice.
Packard's also has a nice rooftop patio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Do they still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just mm-hmm. not like in the winter months, right?
Right. It's like only open when it's nice out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Packard's is cool. I still haven't been to Packard's for dinner.
Yeah, we've only been for brunch.
I've only been for brunch.
Or to go upstairs and have drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great call on the patio there. Anywhere else?
The Whiskey Cake has a nice patio.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that little small. Yeah. One time we went to Whiskey Cake and sat on the patio and just got
wine.
The Whiskey Cake dessert and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
We already had dinner. Uh-huh. It's like, let's just go get some dessert and drinks.
We haven't sat out there, but I know that Scratch in Paseo has a big patio outside.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it. It's all the way in the back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the back.
Okay, cool.
And then Buttermilk also has a patio, like, with them.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
that's
on
right.
that area.
That's sort of like a new area that's sort of developing, right?
Yeah.
What do they call that little?
I don't know. We talked about it last
time. It's a group of buildings,
time.
Yeah. It's, but they've got Scratch. You've got Buttermilk. There's a couple of other just little retail stores.
Yeah,
in there
there's
as well,
some other there? Things over there. We'll talk about this later on in the show, but Good Times has a nice patio.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, Good Times. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the coolest patio spaces in the city, I feel like.
Yes, it's very nice.
You know, and it used to be Fat Dog.
Yeah.
And Fat Dog was cool, but I mean, it's just the same building, the same layout and everything.
Right.
Just now Good Times is in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, a couple of other introductory things I want to talk about. Right now we're drinking Whiskey Sours. Mm-hmm. Which I was thinking about it as I was making it just now. Whiskey Sours, it's one of those drinks that I feel like is a first thing that you learn to make at home that really makes you feel like you're a bartender.
Mm,
or like exploring something else other than, you know, a rum and coke.
Right.
Or, you know, just when you start exploring cocktails, I feel like a Whiskey Sour is sort of the first thing where You know, it's really simple, but it is also elevated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got the egg white.
It's truly a mixed drink.
Yeah,
like it, absolutely. It's not, like you said, just vodka soda or gin and tonic.
Screwdriver or gin and tonic or something like that. Hey, Rebel, what's up?
Hey, Rebel. You're doing something different and the egg whites and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love a good whiskey sour. I used to make them for you all the time. And you would get them at bars a lot.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been like, well, if I'm going to make you one, I also want one.
Yeah.
Because it's a very good drink.
And we put
some cherry bitters on top, some spiced cherry bitters. You know? What do you think about the spiced cherry bitters?
I like them. I can really smell them when you do it. And then there's just like a very subtle taste.
Yeah. It smells and tastes like the Luxardo cherries. That's what they are.
Right.
Or, I mean, that's what the bitters is.
Right.
It's those Luxardo cherries.
I love it.
What else introductory? Oh, I do want to mention just right at the top of the show. If you would like to leave us a review on iTunes, a little blurb, if you like it, if you hate it, whatever. God, hey Rebel, how about you stop barking, bud?
Hey bud, you're okay.
But leave us a review on iTunes and we'll read it on the show.
Or Reddit.
Yeah, or Reddit. I might pull up some Reddit comments as well because we've been getting a lot of love about it. Okay, so we've also been getting a lot of new followers. Yes. On Instagram and Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just want to say what's up and thank you for following. And I hope you enjoy the show.
We appreciate it.
But
tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. And it's been really cool to sort of interact with all the businesses that we talk about that are sort of sharing our stuff and commenting and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a lot of fun. And I think that I want to keep, you know, we took a month break between the last episode and the one before.
Yeah.
I want to keep this going. Like,
that's what we said
before. I know, but I'm for real about it now. But okay, and then the most important introductory thing that I want to talk about is that we have been invited to participate in the Bartender Smackdown at Pony Boy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be between the Pump / Bunker, that's one team, and also Scratch Kitchen and Cocktails.
The Paseo location.
Right. And yeah, the Paseo location. And so this is going to be at Pony Boy. And it's going to be Sunday, July 29th at 6 p.m. And I believe this is round two because the last one was round one. And it also involved the Pump / Bunker. Mm. So I believe that's how it is. I'm not 100% on that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think the theme is tequila because it's sponsored by Espolón.
Yeah, and it's $10.
Yeah, it is a $10 ticket to get in.
And like some of the proceeds and stuff are going to charity.
Right.
What does it say? The Homeless Alliance?
I'm not sure. You might be right. It does not say in the page that I pulled up right now.
Oh.
But it is held by the Oklahoma City USBG, which is the United States Bartenders Guild Oklahoma City chapter. Woo-hoo. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Come on and hang out. I'm honestly not like, I don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just know that I'm showing up and...
I should clarify, Zach's going to be a judge.
I'm going to be a judge, yes. I'm going to be judging these cocktails, which I'm very stoked about. He reached out to us...
Micah
reached out to us from Pony Boy and asked one of us to do that. So I'm going to do that. And it's going to be a lot of fun and I'm very excited.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Get some drinks.
So, okay. You want to move on to the bulk, the body.
The bulk.
The important, the meat of the show here.
Yeah.
What do you think about some Mexican food, huh?
I love it.
Some Mexican food in Chisholm Creek.
We went to Uncle Julio's.
Chisholm Creek. We went to Uncle Julio's.
Finally.
We
made it in there. Yeah.
Well, we got there as soon as it opened. At 11 a.m. on a Wednesday.
We went for lunch.
Mm-hmm. And it was great.
I really liked it.
I loved every single thing I had.
It was amazing. It was worth the hype.
Yeah,
Sometimes people overhype stuff and you go there and it's like,
Especially because this is a chain restaurant.
Yes.
But it really doesn't have, really doesn't feel like it, honestly.
No, it doesn't feel like a chain restaurant. Chain big company vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is the only one in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of in Texas.
A bunch of Texas, a bunch in Illinois. And man, people love Tex-Mex around here.
It's
wild. We were talking about Ted's, about how it's always a crazy wait at Ted's, you know. But this is better than Ted's,
if you ask me. I think so.
You know, and it's about the same price.
It's fresher tasting than Fred's.
Than
Ted's.
Yeah.
Fresher
yeah.
tasting.
Sometimes Ted's can be just like greasy and heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, heavy. Maybe heavy is the word that I'm thinking of.
But this was way more fresh and just felt, I don't know. It was good. It was very, very good.
And our waiter, who was really nice, he was telling us that, you know, it's a scratch kitchen. Everything is fresh every day. and we could like see the kitchen from our table. Mm-hmm. And they were making tortillas, they were caramelizing onions and peppers, and I don't know, it was just very good.
Yeah,
very good experience.
Whenever we went, it was the lunch menu. Mm-hmm. And we did start with the queso blanco. Oh, that's it's probably so good. If it isn't the best, it's like top three. Yes. Best queso blanco I've ever had.
It was very good.
There's a little bit of spicy red sauce. Yeah. Might have been enchilada sauce. Just sort of drizzled on the top. And I think did it come with queso cojita? Is that what you call that? No, queso fresco.
On
what,
top?
Is, what is cojita?
I don't know. I don't know if it had... Did it have the little white cheese on top?
Yeah, it did. It had queso fresco on top.
And the chips were very good.
Yeah, you could tell the chips were homemade. Mm-hmm. You know, and they fried them up in there.
Oh, that queso was really good.
Queso was delicious. And I went with the fajita quesadillas, which was just some flank steak with peppers and onions and some cheese. And it was awesome.
Was it good?
Really simple, really simple dish. It was lunchtime.
It looked good.
And I love a good quesadilla with some peppers and onions in there.
You tend to get quesadillas.
I do, yeah. And you tend to get enchiladas, don't you?
Yeah.
You tend to get like a cheese and or chicken enchilada.
And I was
going to
get enchiladas, and then I was also thinking about the fajitas. And then he said, well, we're known for our fajitas. So that sealed the deal.
Signature fajitas.
I got the chicken fajitas, and they were excellent. The chicken was so juicy, and it still had the skin on it, and the skin was like crispy and seasoned, and it was good.
It looked delicious. I mean, I did have a bite, and it was awesome.
Yeah, the peppers and onions were really great. And then it came with like all the fixings, guacamole, sour cream, lettuce, cheese, pico. And I had rice and black beans. They were very good.
I probably would have gotten a cocktail if it hadn't been. Well, I didn't have coffee the morning of. So I was like, I got to get some coffee in me. Or else I would have just had a cocktail, you know?
Yeah, we were on my lunch break, so I didn't have a cocktail. But
yeah.
They had a big old margarita section, so next time I want to go and get a margarita.
I think we need to make it. Or didn't we make reservations with some friends recently? We should look at that, make sure that that's still happening.
We do.
But I am stoked to have dinner at Uncle Julio's.
Yeah, actual dinner. Like
yes.
Yeah,
and get that chocolate piñata.
Yeah.
That thing is wild, dude. Okay,
it's
so
crazy.
Is it called the chocolate piñata? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
chocolate piñata.
It's a big chocolate ball.
It's a giant. It's about the size of a basketball.
It's giant.
It's what it looks like on the menu.
Yeah.
It might not be. It might be the size of like a softball. However, for the price,
yeah,
it should
be
pretty
be
large. It's $30.
Yeah. It's like $30
dessert.
Like a group thing.
Yeah, but still. Golly.
It's a big old boy.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like a hollow chocolate ball filled with mini churros, fruit, berries. It's got raspberry chocolate and caramel sauce and whipped cream.
Amazing.
Golly.
I'm ready for it.
I know. Well, we may never have that.
Well, we're going with a group of people next time.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I just add $30 to the bill like that. It's kind of crazy.
It's $5 a person if you got six people.
All right, you've talked me into it. Fine.
It's worth it.
Yeah, so Uncle Julio's, very, very good Mexican food. Hard to get into.
I was going to say, make a reservation if you want to go for dinner. Like today, if you want to go on the weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty crazy.
You might just take a chance. But like the good thing about that is that if you do decide, well, the wait is too long, there's a ton of other places to choose from over there. You know, you've got Hatch, you've got Republic, you've got Yokozuna, you've got Fuzzy's, and soon to be Bira Bira.
Oh, I'm excited.
Over there, which we were reading about last night. I didn't realize that it wasn't a chain, that is the only Bira Bira.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And it's from Provision Concepts?
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
So with Hatch.
Hatch, Sidecar.
Broadway 10.
And Broadway 10, yes.
Will be great.
So I'm stoked about that. It's a pizza, right?
And they're going to have like a coffee shop next door?
Yeah, there's going to be a cafe next to it. Yep.
Oh, I'm excited.
But yeah, Bira Bira is going to be pizza. Mm-hmm. Italian as well, like pasta.
I don't know.
Definitely pizza. Definitely pizza and beer.
And like craft cocktails or something like that.
Yeah,
craft
I'm sure they're gonna have.
Oh, we were reading they had some kind of crazy cold beer situation.
Who did?
Bira Bira.
Oh, what did it say?
I don't know. Some like 32 degree beer.
Oh,
I don't remember.
We were at the
exactly.
bar last night.
Yeah,
we were reading about it. I don't know. Which is a good segue into our next location that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Right. One of my favorite new bars in the city.
Yes.
Anatomy Wine Club.
Mm-hmm.
Anatomy Wine Club, dude. They know what they're doing in there.
It is very
cool. They know what they're doing. And I just looking at the pictures online and the concept of the bar and, you know, the location, I was really not skeptical, but sort of just, well, I guess hopeful. I was hopeful that it was going to be really cool and really nice. And, you know, because it's really close to us. It's another plaza tenant, you know.
It's not like in the plaza.
It's like right outside.
But it's right outside. It's on 16th and McKinley. Mm-hmm. So I guess west of Goro, like on that side of the street, but like a little bit down the ways.
Yes. However, not however. And delicious.
Very awesome. Very, very cool welcoming. Place.
Very homey.
I love the vibes on the inside.
Yeah, the vibes on the inside, the furniture, the decor.
Oh, it's great.
You know, it's just a really welcoming place. And we went there. It was about 7 o'clock when we got there. And there was a few groups there, but it wasn't super lively. You know, it was still a little bit early. And gradually over time, I think we left at about 10 o'clock. It was packed.
Yeah, it was super popping packed. In there.
It was like, you know, people standing up, not having anywhere to sit, and you know what I mean?
Yep.
But I mean, it's a small place, you know, so yeah, it's like it's easy big. To fill it up, but they handled it really well and
very knowledgeable about all the wines.
Yes. So let's talk about this. So we got there at 7, we sat at the bar, and they were able to be, you know, very attentive towards us because there wasn't many people in there. Okay. So what they're known for there is the tastings, which is going to be a trio of wines that they've chosen to be together.
Yeah, that's what they're like, not pushing, but that's what their focus is.
That's what their focus is. And it's sort of three wines that are meant to be drank back to back to back. They don't give it all three at once, sort of like when you get a beer flight or a whiskey flight, it all comes at once. And they pour it all into the same glass too. Like you get one, you drink the whole thing, and then they pour the second one, you drink that, and then they pour the third one.
You know? They all go together.
So. And the one that I got was Planet of the Grapes, which I don't know why, but I assumed it was all going to be reds. However, it was one white. It was one that she referred to as an orange wine, which is kind of like a dark white, pretty much.
Yeah.
That one was funky. Was that the one that was from, that was Hungarian?
No, that was one that is from Oregon, and it's called something Vulcan, because it's the grapes grow in like volcanic soil.
And then the last one was some sort of red. It was sort of
light. That was the Hungarian.
Okay, it was a Hungarian red that was sort of, it was a little bit lighter, you know?
That's good.
It wasn't really dark. But you had a rosé flight.
I had a rosé flight. They were all, it was just so hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot, and I just wanted to be refreshed.
Yeah.
And they were all really good. I don't remember what they were, but the last one, like the final rosé in that trio was my favorite, and then I got a glass of that later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're also very knowledgeable, you know?
Yeah. They're like, and they know what they're doing. They tell you what, I told her that I usually drink Pinot Noirs or red blends. And she said, well, we have this one red blend that's not too heavy. And that's really good. And it was great. I had a glass of that and it was delicious.
I told her that I really liked really dark, really bold, stick to your tongue reds, you know? And I can't believe she said this. She said, do you like old fashions? And
I know,
that's my drink.
It was like such a crazy thing that she mentioned that.
She recommended this one. I think it's called Dough Punks.
Yeah, something like that.
D-E-U-X-P-U-N-X. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
But it was Grenache.
Grenache.
Dough Punks, Grenache. And I could taste every single element of an old fashioned I could taste in there. The bourbon, the cherries, the orange,
the bitters. I could really taste the cherry.
And it was very heavy on the cherry. Maybe it was more just like a cherry bourbon type of deal. But that might be the best wine I've ever had.
Yeah. And then we had friends meet up with us. And
We had friends show up.
Two of the guys
and had I was that like, same hey, you guys, this is the wine that you're going to order.
Yeah.
And they liked it, you know. So, but super, like I said before, just super homey. The furniture, you know, there's couches and just, I don't know, just comfortable.
They got board games.
It's comfortable to be in there.
We played Connect Four. Yeah, it just felt like a neighborhood friendly place to go to, but it still is like pretty on the inside and everything. And they're going to start having like, you can buy wine by the bottle.
That's what it looked like. Yeah. They had a little section that was sort of closed off, but you could tell that, and I hope that they can be open on Sundays in that case. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, they can buy wine on Sunday.
Or you can purchase a bottle to go on a Sunday. That'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
You know? However, I don't know, just good job, Anatomy. I was into it.
It was really nice.
It's by the same people that did Blue Garden.
Oh, is that?
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same group. So very happy that really cool new bar is open. You know, it's like sometimes these places open, it's like.
I want to go there often.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
And just try wines. And then, you know, if you like it, maybe we can buy a bottle and take it home.
Because I'm not, like I said, I'm not knowledgeable about wine.
Yeah.
However, I do like wine.
I feel the same
Slightly way. Intimidated by wine, which if I think we were talking about this, if you are one of those people that's sort of intimidated and you don't really know what you like, still go ahead and go to Anatomy because they'll help you out.
Yeah, it's very approachable.
Oh, yeah.
They're not snobby by any means. Like, just tell them what you like and what you don't like and they'll help you out.
Yeah.
In a friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
It's such just a neat environment.
Yeah, I want to go back next weekend.
Me too.
Honestly. So, cool. Yeah, very excited for Anatomy. What do you want to move on to? What are you thinking about?
Real quick.
Yeah.
We went to Hop Dottie.
Mm-hmm.
And stick with Tucker's or S&B or The Garage.
Let's talk about it for like 2 minutes, okay? Because here's the thing is that it's a chain restaurant.
It is a chain.
Normally, if we don't like a place that's local, I just don't even want to mention it or talk about it. You know what I mean? However, Hop Dottie, it's a national chain restaurant.
And by the way, it is Hop Dottie. I've been calling it Hop Daddy for who knows how long.
I call it Hop Dottie. I still call it Hop Dottie.
Yeah.
But it's a burger chain, burger restaurant. And I'm bummed that it wasn't very good.
Yeah. You know? Like the inside is really cool and it's like a hip, cool place. It's over Grand and Western. No.
It's over there by Trader Joe's.
Over there by Trader Joe's, yeah. In Nichols Hills Plaza area. I mean, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
But like I said, I'd rather go to Tucker's. I'd rather go to S&B or
I'd rather go to just about any. I'd rather have a burger at any other restaurant than Hop Dottie.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't gross. I ate the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I ate mine too, but it's just.
It's unfortunate because it is the kind of place as far as the vibe and the atmosphere and stuff that I would ask friends to go, let's go to Hop Dottie for a little bit and have some drinks and some burgers, you know? However, the burgers aren't very good.
Yeah.
It was a bummer.
The fries are really good.
Yeah, the fries are good, but anybody can have a good fry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anybody can have
a good fry. But I'm just saying, like, that was the best thing there that we had.
Yeah. We didn't have cocktails. I had a beer. They did have Stone Cloud Astro Dog.
I hated the cup that came in.
It came in one of those goblets.
It was so heavy.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because that's the kind of glass that you get at, like, a Mexican restaurant.
That's when
they
give
you, like a salted rim and lime and stuff, you know? But I don't know. Like I said, I'm not like too bummed about talking about how we didn't like it because it's not a local place.
That's true.
You know,
that's
I don't like to sit here and just talk trash about local restaurants if I don't like them. You know, but it's a national thing. So, it was kind of a big deal when it was opening up.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people in there and it was crowded. And
there was a very long line.
It's a long line. It's kind of place. It's like Waffle Champion where you get in line and then they find your table and you order and you sit down.
But I mean, if you want to go check it out for yourself, you might like it. I did like the toppings and stuff on my burger.
Yeah,
it was just small and it was just really basic.
It was kind just of
bland,
like mediocre.
You know? Yeah, just mediocre.
I had the Impossible Burger, and like the Impossible Burger at Tucker's is like a million times better. And the fake meat burger at Whiskey Cake.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
The Beyond Meat.
So yeah, that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
I was hoping
it'd be kind of a regular spot.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a little pricey also.
Yeah. For what you're
for
getting,
what
it
you're
absolutely
getting,
is a little pricey.
They're small.
I'd rather go to the Garage. Yeah. I'd say it's comparable to the Garage as opposed to comparable to Tucker's.
Yes.
As far as the style of burger and
they're
fries.
They're a little like artisan crafty type burgers.
Yeah. But.
That's enough about that.
Anyway. I believe the day that we recorded our last show 2 weeks ago, that night we ended up going to Nudie.
We did.
And Nudie was very good.
Oh, it was so good.
I really like Nudie. What did you get at Nudie?
Okay, so I did the build your own Nudie bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I got udon noodles. I got tofu. I did the hoisin sauce. I'm trying to think what else I had on top. I had mint on top, cilantro, cucumbers. I don't remember everything I had, but it was delicious. Like, it
was really
so
good.
They kind of like put the noodles in, then put your toppings on top and you mix it up. I really liked it. And I didn't know going into this, but it's not broth.
Yeah, it was.
It's just like noodles with a really nice sauce and like your toppings mixed in. Oh, it was very, very good.
I think that if you do get ramen, then it's going to be a little bit brothy.
Is it just like,
I don't know.
Because ramen is technically just like, that's the noodles.
I know. But I mean, I got lo mein and lo mein isn't brothy. So, I mean, and mine wasn't brothy. So maybe if you get, because I mean, I don't know.
We'll
have to go and find out.
but it was excellent. They also have Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. The Brussels sprouts are really good.
Oh, they were amazing.
I mean, they're the same as Guernsey Park.
They were like a tiny bit different, but they still had the same like crunchy and like however they do that. I don't know how they get them so crispy. Oh, they're so good.
I got lo mein and I got pork. I do not remember the sauce I had.
I don't either.
However, it was good and I was very relieved that it wasn't brothy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't get into the brothy. I mean, it's good when you know, you convince me to go to places like that.
Yeah.
And I'm there and I'm eating it. It's fine.
But it's not like you're...
I'm not going to come to you and say, hey, let's go to Goro tonight.
Right.
I'm trying to get some broth up in me.
I'm saying that.
You say that to me. Yeah. Give me some broth up in here.
But it was great. I really liked it. And they have a lot of great cocktails.
Yeah, they did. I got some sort of twist on a French 75.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
It was...
it has soju in it, right?
75 nudes, I believe it was. Oh, what it was. Yeah. 75 noodles or something like that. And yeah, I was into it.
Yeah. I had like a cucumber gin soju drink. It was very delicious and it was really hot that day and it was nice and refreshing.
Very refreshing.
But they also have like little sauces to add to your bowls. You can add like sesame oil.
They bring a little accoutrement.
Yeah, it's like a little cart accoutrement. But yeah, and they also have already conceptualized bowls.
Oh yeah, signature bowls. You can
signature
build your
bowls.
Own.
Thank you, signature bowls.
You can build your own, and you can get a predetermined bowl,
like poke, okie pokey, like the same thing. Make your own, or you can do what they already have done for you.
We went. It was a pretty early dinner for us, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what it was like, sort of later at night.
Yeah.
You know, because they do have a bar. We didn't go upstairs. Is the upstairs open? I'm not sure what the deal is with that. However, Nudie. Awesome.
Yeah.
Really glad that Guernsey Park turned into Nudie.
Yes.
You know? I liked Guernsey Park. The best part of Guernsey Park was the Brussels sprouts. And they still exist. So it's all good.
Yeah. So that's great. It's great news.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go outside of Oklahoma City for a little bit. We took a little trip.
We took a little trip up to Ponca City.
Yeah. And we visited a really cool cafe.
Called The Perk.
Called The Perk Beverage Company.
Oh, what a great little spot.
And it was really cute. It was really, again, really homey, really welcoming.
Yes.
And the best matcha latte I've ever had.
Oh,
for sure.
It was amazing.
I don't drink matcha lattes. I taste yours whenever you get them because you get them all the time. That one, hands down, best I've ever had.
I definitely agree. That's the best one. A lot of these places have them and they're like, okay, I'll drink them. This one was the best one.
Unfortunately, you got to go to Ponca City to get it again.
And you had a cold brew, right?
I did have cold brew.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was great. Great coffee. Made a little sandwich, a little deli sandwich with some turkey, a little spicy turkey sandwich.
You were packed with meat on there.
It was. It was. It was a thick turkey helping.
And we also had, was it a chocolate chip toffee cookie?
Yeah, it was salted toffee,
I believe. Oh, it was so good. You could see the salt on top. So if you're ever up in Ponca City,
go hit them up.
Definitely go there. It was so good.
It was a little older crowd in there, but
yeah, you
know, it was Saturday afternoon. There's a little jazz duo.
Yeah, they were
little
cute.
A little lady on a piano and a little dude, not a little dude, but an old man playing some jazz guitar.
Yeah.
Really cool vibes.
It was really neat. Like if we lived there, I would be there all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like I would go there a lot.
And I want them to open up one here.
I know.
Because, that iced coffee was good. I would go there and get the matcha latte.
Yeah.
You know, I don't drink. I don't hate matcha, but it's not my favorite. But that one, holy crap.
It was good. Very, very good. They know what they're doing there.
Yeah. Cool.
Well,
go for it.
After we left Anatomy last night. We went to Pony Boy.
We did.
They have a new menu for summer.
They have a new menu for summer.
I had the pontoon cooler.
Pontoon cooler has vodka, liquor 43, Amarena cherry. Amarena cherry, lime and soda.
It was delicious.
It was really good. It came in a Collins glass.
I wasn't expecting it to be like purple or like
was it purple?
Like red because of the cherry. I don't know. I was expecting it to be clear. And like you gave it to me and I was like, is this it?
Yeah. I'd say it has like an iced tea color.
Yeah.
A little bit darker.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't clear. But it was very, very good, and I drank it all. And they have paper straws now.
Oh, that's right. Yep. They're good doing the whole straw thing.
That's great.
Yep. I got the keys to the lake house. Lustau East India Sherry.
What is sherry?
To be honest, I don't know. Bonded bourbon, blackberry, mint, and bitters. Very good. Sort of like a mint julep. Mint julep.
Came in a julep glass.
With some cup. Blackberry in there. Yeah, it came in a julep, julep cup. But they've got also got the Cattail Collins, which is Leatherby Gin. Shiso. Don't know what that is. Lemongrass and lemon. Sounds like it'd be very citrusy.
Mm, I like that.
Banana hammock. Banana infused. What? Banana hammock. That's what it's called. Banana infused Ray and Nephew rum, plantation 5-year rum, creme de cacao, and cream. I'd be down to try that.
Actually. Is that the one that really I was looking at with the Nick and Nora glass, maybe with cream on top?
It might be, yeah.
Sounds good.
Island on the Lake, coconut and pineapple infused Aperol, sweet vermouth, and gin. I think I'd like that.
I think you would like.
And then Sitting on the Back Dock, Reposado Tequila, Cointreau, watermelon, and agave.
I'm trying to get that one.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That
sounds delicious.
There was also a featured drink that I should have gotten when we got there.
What was it?
It had cold brew, rye, something else.
Well, why didn't you get that?
I should have got it. No, it was the featured thing, so I got to go back in a week before.
Yeah, before it goes away.
Or a few days before it goes away. It might have already gone away.
It was lit in there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We haven't been there that late in a while. I mean, we probably got there around 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it was popping
in there. Yeah,
there was like a line to go upstairs.
Uh-huh. That music was so loud.
It was loud. We kind of sat close to
it's so funny that it used to be the other way around, right?
I know.
At Savings and Loan, the upstairs was sort of loungy and had couches and stuff, and it was a little bit quieter. Yeah. You know, and the bottom was more of a loud bar, and now they've really switched it up, which I think is appropriate. Yeah. Honestly, you know.
Oh, what a good time.
I do, man. I really do miss just going to Savings and Loan like right after dinner and just sitting on one of those couches and having a drink, and it was not quiet, but like, you know, just sort of relaxing and loungy.
That's what Anatomy's for now.
I guess, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's where we got to know some of these bartenders that we see still around the city, you know? True. And, however, I'm very happy with Pony Boy, and I'm glad that they're in there, and I have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun there. So, like, when, I don't know, they do their drinks right, and I think in a lot of the places we go to also, but like, when you go to like a cheaper bar or like a hotel bar, and when I order a drink, I expect the level of drinks that they do here in OKC at all the places, and that's not the case.
I do remember we went to a hotel bar one time, and it was, you know, one of these national hotels, you know what I'm saying? And I ordered an old fashioned, and it was hot. It was hot garbage.
Yeah,
it was cold garbage.
That's actually what I mean. Like I have like, you know, a higher expectation.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because all of them here do everything great.
They do. Yeah. Pony Boy, Tea Room, you know, wherever.
Yeah. Bunker has good drinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bunker.
They all just, I don't know, they all know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And then you go somewhere that, you know, they use sweet and sour mix and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah. What else do we want to talk about?
We finally went to Good Times.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And we had a good time.
We went to Good Times and we had a good time. And our podcast is also about Good Times.
That's right.
But it was cool. It definitely has like a pump vibe.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Not just because of the patio, but just because of the drinks and the
atmosphere.
The atmosphere, the environment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they have those little Capri Sun drinks.
They have the pouches.
It's sort of a trend now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the Jones has them too.
Yeah. There's, you can get what, vodka?
Yeah. I think there's a few different variations.
Tequila, rum maybe.
And
our friend got the tequila one, and man, they packed that tequila in there. Did. It was so strong.
They did. Wasn't it like $12?
I don't know. I think it was a little pricey.
It was over $10, but I mean, that's like, it was like three drinks.
It was,
you know?
Yeah. It was blue. It was good. Mm-hmm. A little pouch.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. Like we said at the top of the show, one of the cooler patios in the city.
Yeah, great patio.
I feel like
they have
it's
misters.
Like covered, you know, sort of.
Yeah, like parts of it are covered and parts of it are open, and they have misters and a lot of tables. I had an Elderflower Collins that was delicious. It was very, very good.
Yeah, it was good. We've been making those at home.
Huh? Yeah, and this
we did
great.
A couple times.
Yeah.
What was the first drink that I got? Oh, it was a...
you had like some kind of mule.
Yeah, it was a mule with whiskey. It was a whiskey mule.
It was good.
Pretty much. Yeah, it was good.
It was real good.
And then I just got a beer.
Yeah, they have lots of beer.
A ton of beer.
We played cornhole.
I got a modern... It was a Modern Times.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time we had that.
They're sort of a growing brewery. Or like growing... they're gaining popularity out here. I'm sure they're popular elsewhere, but I think they're a California brewing
company.
They
have them at Broadway Wine now.
They do. And now I want to get it because I got that IPA at Good Times and I want to get a six pack of that. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
It was good.
It reminded me of Everything Rhymes with Orange. Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
The smoothness of it, you know, mm-hmm. It wasn't like hoppy, you know, bitey hoppy.
It was like
smooth, citrusy, you know. And so, yeah, I want to pick up a six pack of that. But Good Times is really cool. I feel like it's a good, you know, quick little spot. Like, hey, let's just go to Good Times.
Yeah.
You know, they have food. We did not try the food.
Yeah, they have a pretty big, not big, but a more than just bar food menu.
From what I've seen online, some of their stuff is a little bit wild.
They got like nacho cheese Dorito nachos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's something that it was a sandwich that had French fries in it.
Well,
on it, you know, like as a topping or something.
Yeah.
So I think that that's sort of their thing is that they're getting a little buck wild there with their foods.
Have some fun food.
You know? And it's cool.
Yeah, I liked
it. Good Times, a lot of fun.
Especially when the weather is nice, I want to go sit out mm-hmm. on the patio.
Go lawsuit pending for the name. We'll see how that goes. I'm just kidding. It's all good. Cool. What about this news?
Tell me.
These...
Coop. Yeah.
Coop's going to be a big old place now. Coop L Works has been selected by the state to redevelop the old Armory building on Northeast 23rd, just west of I-235.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It's going to be a gigantic facility. You want me to tell you about it?
Yes, please.
The 72,667 square foot building will get an exterior facelift while maintaining its unique history and Art Deco facade. On the interior, a 60-barrel state-of-the-art brew house will occupy the drill hall on the first floor, filled with stainless steel production tanks and an automated canning line with the perimeter space surrounding the floor housing storage, office, barrel, aging, and more.
Got it?
Yeah. The east wing of the second floor will feature an 8,000-square-foot restaurant and tap room with indoor and patio seating for more than 160 patrons.
Wow.
The full-service restaurant will serve a diverse collection of food and beverages. On the third floor of the East Wing, dedicated event spaces will be available for community and private events. A 22-room boutique hotel will tie the experience together. Hotel rooms will occupy the second and third floors of the West Wing of the building, with a refined lobby located on the west side of the first floor to welcome guests.
Where did you get this from?
It was off the top of my head. Off the top of my head. I watched a video about it and I just recited that.
Can you give him a little credit?
Yeah. No, that's on OKC Talk.
Thank you. Blog.
Yeah. So
I'm very excited. Does it say when it's going to be kicking off?
I believe on the video, it's going to be a while. I think it's going to be 2020.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be a little
It's
bit.
Open. Yeah. So
that's exciting because their location now is pretty small.
Yeah. Have we been there? Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah,
it's
we've
sort
been there
of
once.
About pretty far away
by
right?
the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But pretty cool, man. It's a tap room.
A
restaurant, hotel,
that's
you know,
so exciting.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be huge and it's going to be really cool. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll
Coop,
be great.
Coop was one of the first, not one of the first, it was the first, what do you call it?
Oklahoma local.
Yeah, like Oklahoma, like artisan brewery, whatever you call it. You know, like beer that wasn't Blue Moon or Budweiser that I drank, you know, as a little boy, as a toddler, no. And so it's cool, man, that Coop is just killing it. Coop is still probably the top in the game.
Now that'll be great because now most of the breweries are located closer to each other.
Right.
So if you did want to do like a brewery tour or something, you want to hit them all up, it's a lot easier now.
Because now you got Prairie, you got Stone Cloud, you got Vanessa House opening up, and then you're going to have Coop. And you can just sleep at Coop. You end the night at Coop and go up to your room.
Just go up to your room.
Gonna be really curious about how that hotel, what that hotel's gonna look like. You know,
the spaces up there.
Yeah,
that'll be neat.
It's gonna be pretty neat. Like I said, I believe I watched the live stream, and I believe he said 2020 is when it's all gonna be done. So that's a year and a half away.
Yeah, looks not bad.
You never know.
Yeah.
So very exciting, very cool stuff. Any other news that we should talk about?
The kitchen at Common Place is open.
Oh, that's right. A car flew into their into the bookstore.
Into the
that
bookstore.
Was wild,
that's
dude.
That's crazy. That's so scary.
Could not believe that.
Nobody got hurt, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But still, what a crazy thing to have to go through.
Cannot believe that.
But the kitchen at Common Place, they have like a normal menu that runs like morning to the evening time. And then like, I think starting at 7 each night they have like a curated dinner menu, like one entree that you get, and it's like a communal type situation, which is exciting. I know they've been posting on their Instagram like what dinner they're going to be having each night that day.
Proprietors of Empire Slice House to open new concept in the Paseo.
Oh.
A newly formed development group headed by Rachel Cope recently purchased a key building in the Paseo with the intention to renovate for new retail space and a restaurant and a bar.
Oh, how exciting.
It's going to be cool.
It's very nice.
I know. Like I said, man, Paseo's coming back.
Yeah.
Coming back.
I think the collective has also begun the audition process or is in,
oh,
the,
right.
in the works of
that's
getting right. their tenants figured out, which I'm excited for. That'll be such a cool concept.
We're going to get a little studio space in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Probably not. No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, though. And then there's this bar called Oso. O-S-O.
Oh, I haven't heard about
that. Yeah, it's going to be in Paseo. Well, not. It's a restaurant, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
However, just to reiterate, Paseo's coming back, dude.
And there's that restaurant called Frida that's going to be in the Paseo.
Yeah, I see that right here. Yep. It is there. So, cool. Anything, any debate or anything you want to bring to the table here? Any other topic?
I don't think so.
Okay. You want to dive into some Reddit comments?
Yeah.
The last episode got a lot of love, man.
Thank you, everybody.
It's some of the highest interaction we've had in the history of this show. And happy to see that, you know? I post this on the Oklahoma City subreddit and... if you are a Reddit user, go ahead and go to Oklahoma City and you see this post, go ahead and leave a little comment.
Yeah.
You know,
Reddit confuses me.
Maybe suggestion ideas. Maybe you can tell me not to say so much, not to say yeah so much.
There you go.
I go, you know. All right. Peace Dog 67. Been listening to some back episodes of you guys for the past few weeks. Really solid podcast and you guys have great chemistry. Keep them coming. Well, thank you, Peace Dog 67.
Thanks, Dog.
We are going to keep them coming. Bard so hard. Your credibility is a solid zero, as you haven't even been to Good Times.
We went.
yeah, I replied and I said, I'm in full agreement. Hopefully that's rectified this weekend, which it was.
It was.
So, cool. Yeah, leave us a comment on Reddit.
Yeah, or leave us a review on iTunes.
Here's Smitten175. I just subscribed.
Thank you.
So cool. Yeah, find us up on Reddit. Mm-hmm. We're going to have this up on YouTube as well. So, I mean, yeah, this is the end of the show, but maybe next time if you prefer a YouTube listening experience. I like to listen. I like to see the video of the people talking
right.
as a podcast. I think it adds to the experience a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So cool. I think we're going to wrap it up here. What do you think?
Yep. Also, if you've been watching Handmaid's Tale and you're all ready to go, we would love to talk about that with somebody.
Do you want to add another 30 minutes to the show and talk about it? I mean, holy crap.
Hit us up and we'll discuss it with you because we have opinions and we love it and it's very good.
It's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
If you don't have Hulu, get it for a month, binge watch seasons 1 and 2,
real
and
easy.
Then get rid of Hulu and you're done.
It's real easy.
It costs you $10
yeah.
to watch an incredible TV show.
Oh, do you want to shout out your nail lady?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my nails done recently. Her name is Zita. She's just moved to a new, I guess it's a salon, a lash studio called Lash by Lash in Nichols Hills.
Lash by Lash?
Lash by Lash. You can look on my Instagram, my nails. She does a fantastic job.
They look great.
They're beautiful.
Love them.
Like, I don't want these to come off. Mm-hmm. Like, they're gorgeous. She just does gel on natural nails. No dip, no acrylic. That's all she does. She does a great job.
No dip.
No dip. Just gel.
Cool.
Go see her. Her name is Zita.
Zita.
She does
hit
great.
Her up. All right. I think that's going to do it for us, folks.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
You can follow me on Instagram at Julie B. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at FBGT, as in Food Booze and Good Times Podcast.
FBGT Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can follow me on Instagram at Zach Stabler. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook, Food Booze and Good Times Podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be it. Thank you for joining us.
Come hang out with us at Pony Boy next week.
Come to Pony Boy on Sunday, July 29th. We'll be there and I'll be judging some cocktails. So this has been Food Booze and Good Times.
I'm hungry.